My special guest on our pregame Big Blue Live on our segment called Behind the Scenes tonight is a good friend of mine, Terry Simmons. And Terry, people can't really check out your talent on the radio, but you're a very talented guy because you are a sports photographer. You also work with the Albion newspapers. That's your full-time job, but you are known far and wide for your great skills in sports photography. And how'd you get involved in that? Because you've done it for years, and I know you do a lot of athletic venues, but you do a lot of other photography things too, and I think your son's even involved in that. But how'd you get started in all that?
Well, it's about like everything else everybody does. Kids. I had my oldest boy asked me one time if I would take pictures, or he wished that I would have took pictures when he was in high school. And at the time, he was playing college football, so I decided I'd get a 35-millimeter camera and try see what I could do with it, and it just kind of started from there.
You have done this for about how many years?
Oh, it's been probably 6 or 7 now.
And you have been, well, I think you do, tell us who you do photographs for, because I know Dave counts on you a lot at the Albion newspapers. So many of the photographs we see, the sports photographs, and I think you even do non-sports photographs for the Albion newspapers, but you've done a lot of other things, I think even for private individuals. I know you've donated a lot of your time too, because I know some of your work's at the JDRF banquet every year, but I think you've done stuff for the Courier and some other folks too, haven't you?
Yeah, I do the Courier, the Albion paper. I've shot for Coach Staten up at the state football playoffs before for the Iowa High School Association. I actually worked for a outfit out of Wisconsin called VIP, which is a sports photography outfit that goes around to different states and shoots state championship different sports. I've done track and tennis and golf. Just about everything.
Now, when you got into this, because you are really one of the premier photographers around, did you self-train yourself? Did you have to take some kind of specialized training? Just how'd you get started?
I just taught myself. I just read up on my cameras, and I play with them all the time, try different settings, try different indoor-outdoor settings, and it's all self-taught. So
you have a lot of equipment?
Quite a bit, yeah. I have 2 cameras. I have 4 lenses, several flashes. I have a studio umbrella lights and drop cloths, different indoor studio equipment that I have that I use once in a while. My middle boy, Jesse, is getting into portrait photography, so he'll probably be doing more of that than I do. I really enjoy this.
He's getting more into the money end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You love the sports. What are some of the favorite things you've ever done, the favorite things you've covered with photography, sports photography?
Oh.
I know you did a lot of shoots here recently at the Drake Relays,
right,
which is one of my favorite things.
The one time I went up there and Lolo Jones was running, I got some pictures of her, which I thought was, I really liked doing that. Probably one of my favorite things was this a few weeks ago up at the state track meet when the boys won the 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty special being, you know, one of the few teams in Albion that's won a state championship. So
what's the toughest thing to photograph in sports photography?
Probably the toughest thing for me would be football, high school football, because the lighting, the smaller schools, the lighting's not real good, so it's a lot tougher. You really have to work it with your settings. Indoor gym stuff is tough, but once you get kind of an idea of your settings, it doesn't change. But outside, you're dealing with rain and wind and cold and hot, and everything changes on the camera with different environments. So
how many pictures do you take during a typical football game?
I'll probably shoot, I would say, probably average around 250.
Wow. And how do you know then when you're using this, for example, if you're doing it for the Courier or certainly the Albion newspapers, which you work with advertising, how do you determine what you want to use then out of that many pictures?
Oh, I usually try to pick the things I think are the best or related to what happened. If it's a close game, somebody made a big catch, to win the game or.
Well, I know a lot of your pictures that so many of our listeners see, you seem to just catch that one specific moment where it's just almost seems like the perfect picture, like, the football out here just on the edge of the fingertips, or somebody making a great catch in baseball. Do you ever just look through your pictures after a full night of taking pictures and sports photography, and one will jump out at you and you say, "Wow, that is really a great picture"?
Yeah, I have that. And then I also have the ones where I look through 250 and I go, wow, is there anything here I can use? But a lot of the sports stuff I like doing is because I kind of play the game. You're looking in football, you're looking for the down and distance, just like a coach would or a player would or
So you
even a fan.
anticipate.
Yeah, you're looking, what do they do? What can they do? Throw a certain pass, run a certain play. Basketball, you're always looking, for the dunk or the long shot or,
Baseball or softball, you would, for example, you get late in a ball game where a key pitch could determine the winner of the game. That's probably going to be a momentous picture.
Or the guy on first, you're looking, for the double play or the
A
steal or
stolen
the
base.
throw out at first, on a so.
What are some things you'd still like to cover that you haven't covered in sports photography?
Oh, I would really like to do. I would like to do more big college stuff, and I'd like to go to, like, the Kentucky Derby type. I'd like to go to that. I'd like to get into some bigger stuff and just play with that.
Is sports photography, that's why I'm so acquainted with what you do, is that the venue you want to stay in?
Yeah, I mean, that's where my heart's at. That's what I really like. And like you said. It's not really where the money's at, but I really enjoy it. So I.
You do a lot of work not only with the color, but I've seen some of your black and white stuff too. And sometimes, what's the advantage? A lot of people really like sports action photographs that aren't black and white. Why is that?
You got
Is that
me.
just personal
Yeah,
taste?
I think so. Yeah, I just. I mean, there's certain things that I like in black and white, but I don't know. It's like anything else. People have different tastes and.
You said your son is getting involved very much in the photography end of things now. But if anybody needs particular things shot, I know that you've stepped out of the realm of your sports photography and also made yourself available to people for certain other needs too.
Yeah, I've done. I kind of I enjoy senior pictures. I've done some of those. I always get really nervous when I do stuff like that. But once I do it, all the kids that I've ever shot, you as you get they're nervous, you're nervous, and by the end of the session, you're joking around, and I really enjoy that. It's just nerve-wracking for me for some reason. I don't know why, but
Well, you do a great job. How could people contact you? I know it's called Simmons Photography.
they can go to my website, which is www.simmonsshots.smugmug.com. And my email is tsimmons1@mchsi.com. And they can get a hold of me either way.
Well, Terry, you're a good friend and certainly one of the premier sports photographers, I think, in Iowa, and certainly unequivocally the best in this area. And best success for you as you continue to take a lot of great shots. And I think the way things are going, you're going to get into some of those bigger venues all the time. In fact, we thought we were going to be at the Derby a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you said something about two Iowa horses, and that would have been pretty exciting to go down there and do that.
Terry Simmons, great sports photographer, and of course he's taken a lot of sports pictures at the Albee Sports Complex with softball, baseball, but he takes all kinds of great sports photographs. And he was our guest tonight on Behind the Scenes. Don't forget, we've got softball action. Stay with us right here on Thunder Country.
Can you say equivalent?